Robert Degout ruled the French school of dermatology during a quarter of a century. Editor of the Annales de Dermatologie, secretary of the Société Française de Dermatologie, professor of dermatology and chairman in Saint-Louis, he personified dermatology in France. His treatise, Dermatology, issued in 1953 with annual updates, was regarded as the Bible for French-speaking dermatologists. The quality of the clinical description in the Degous still remains unrivaled. When going up to the museum, you will notice a small painting of naive style representing a white-haired man sitting in the middle of strange objects. This painting on cardboard, made in 1911 by E. Dufour, depicts one of the major heroes of the museum, Jules Barretta, the first wax moulager of Saint-Louis, whose portrait and bust you will see many times in the museum. Appointed as a curator of the Wax Museum in 1884, he was honored by the Legion of Honor in 1889. Barretta ceased his activities in 1913. Coming up to the first floor, you will see a massive wooden board dedicated to the glory of Alfred Fournier. When arriving in Saint-Louis, you may have observed the entrance of the old hospital is actually located at Place du Docteur Alfred Fournier. Fournier began his studies on syphilis under Ricord, surgeon at l'Hôpital du Midi. In 1876, Fournier was appointed as a head at l'Hôpital Saint-Louis, where he remained until his retirement in 1902. Despite his professorship in cutaneous and syphilitic diseases, Fournier made syphilis his only subject of interest. According to Louis Nagam, a Hungarian dermatologist, Fournier classified skin diseases as syphilitic, parasyphilitic, syphiloid, and asyphilitic. In fact, syphilis, regarded as a serial killer, was at this time a great matter of health and social concern. The fight against syphilis was considered a priority that had to concentrate all the intellectual energies. Fournier wrote thousands of pages on syphilis, the cutaneous and extracutaneous manifestations, notably the connections between tabes, general palsy, and syphilis, the transmission described as hereditary, and the prophylaxis. Fournier founded the French Society for Sanitary and Moral Prophylaxis in 1901. The antechamber on the first floor leads to three rooms: the library, the wax museum, and the conference room, where Congress attendees registered in 1889. Go inside the conference room and look around. Hundreds of theses on medicine and books on dermatology cover the walls. Treatises on syphilis are kept in two glass cases. A few busts, Palipot, Brock, Besnier, Thibierge, and portraits of dermatologists are also exposed in the room.